Who we be taking them chances while we search for the answers. We be smoking them cancer sticks. Police provoking motherfuckers. We dancing and we be dodging them bullets. They be popping off fat as shit. But yet we always romance the street and fall in love with the hood till somebody can blast the heat. Always up to no good. So all of my fam could eat. In the hood, we hungry. We playing for keys. My soldiers on the block, get on it. It'd be good if you flaunt it. We will take if we want it. See niggas from the ghetto got a different state of mind with a different kind of hustle. And we iller with the grind and develop our muscle till we sicker with the shine and the struggle. Thus our money come quicker doing crime. I see the way we rep the hood. Gotta love me. You can take me out the ghetto, but you can't take it from me. Gotta love me.
Yeah. You sing like that? And you don't sing like that? Wait, I tell you what.
Do I sing like that? Yeah, sometimes.
Tell me about abortion.
Abortion. Equal rights to women.
Don't men have equal rights too?
But it's the woman in their body.
Yeah, but look, I mean, if a woman has a right to have an abortion, then a man has a right to not support the baby, right?
Yeah, that's why a lot of men leave their wives.
Well, yeah, then we come up with the whole thing about polygamy.
What's polygamy?
Sister wives.
Well, I'm glad I am one.
Hey, we have Utah connections, people.
No.
But, all these things are swirling around the Z generation. Y'all gonna have to clean the planet up.
No.
Global warming.
It's not our fault.
The ocean's going all crazy.
It's not our fault.
What you gonna do about it? Patriotic pancakes.
Hope somebody else does something about it.
Well, you know, when I was your age, I thought I'd never get old. And I really didn't get old. I just got kind of mellow.
You got old. You look old. You are old.
Hmm.
Yeah, Tyler thought he wasn't old.
Yeah, don't bring that name up.
Dear God, save us. The world's gonna end. We're all gonna die.
Oh. Kyler was so mad when I said that, but he could do nothing about it.
You were on the air.
Everybody was just laughing. He couldn't do anything about it.
We're all gonna die. All right, let's talk about the end of the world.
The world isn't gonna end. Look up at the sky. Nothing is wrong. Look back down to earth. And live your life.
Really?
Yeah. And if the world was going to end, then live your life like it was going to, like it is going to end.
Like I say, always live your life and live each day as if it may be your last, and then one day you'll be right.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. Yeah. That's true. Some 20-year-olds actually die from a drunk driver, so.
I almost did. Almost
Papa could have died. How old were you?
18.
Papa could have died when he was 18.
18.
I could have died a lot of times, but yeah. I am alive.
And you're diabetic.
And it sucks.
It sucks.
And you do not want it. As much as being a diabetic sounds super cool, it is not cool. One of the main reasons people always say, like, I could be a diabetic and that would be super awesome. I'd be like, why would it be so awesome? And they'd be like, because if I want to eat, all I have to do is eat, and then take insulin, and I'll be perfect for the rest of my life.
All right, send that call through you. We will take that call from California, one of my favorite places. All right, hello, caller. Do you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You call it California. What part of California are you in?
I'm up here in the gold country, is what they call it on Craigslist.
Yeah. Well, I'm Wilbur. That's a puck here.
Hi. Which one of us do you want to talk to?
Well, actually, I'd just like to listen for a while because I'm not on topic. I haven't heard you're saying for quite a spell now, and I've got to diversify how I listen to y'all, because when I do it the other way, the phone company says I'm doing some kind of nefarious thing. I don't know what the hell's going on. But, no, what is the topic you want me to speak of? I can speak of a few.
Take them on, Puck. What do you think?
We don't even have topics.
You have a topic. Talk about the...
TikTok?
No, we don't have TikTok.
What hang on is that?
Facebook corruption.
Talk about the shootings.
What do you have to say about the shootings in Texas specifically?
Oh, it's just a plandemic, just like all the other psyops. All the, you know, anything you see on the media that's hyped up, it's all planned. It's just like Roosevelt said way back when. Nothing in government happens by happenstance. And the same, they've taken over the media. I mean, the CIA and all those other moronic projects that these nefarious creatures are. I mean, they're killing us with. We're in World War III. We've been in World War III before World War I, even, for crying out loud. I mean, let's kick back and look at what's self-evident.
Well, you know, Puck and I, we're both secessionists, man. We want Texas to secede from the country. Which would be wonderful for your gasoline prices, by the way. We are in a mess. We are in a mess, and the mess is just getting worse.
6 ways from Sunday, man. I mean, 7 ways from Sunday, even 8 ways. Hell, we're being flushed down the toilet. We're in the slippery ride. I mean, down that vortex here. That's where we're at right now. Is what I see it. I don't know.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what gets me. I've spent a lot of time in California. I was down at Ocasita Wells, down that area, that desert rat and everything. But I don't know how in the world they can take such a beautiful state with people like they got and just righteously mess it up. You know, my son...
Trashing it, man. Trashing it. Hey, yeah. I used to log for robins and timber up here. Out of Nevada County, and rape, pillage, and plunder. I mean, kill, kill, kill. It was putrid. And I quit 4 times while I was there for 4 years. They'd hire me back when I ran out of slave tokens. And, yeah, it was gruesome. It really was. I mean, it was a butt-puckering experience almost every day. You almost lost your life because it was just that close. Fun as hell, too. Exciting.
Well, you know, California's got it all, man. You could start in, like, when I was at Ocasito, man.
Where were you at?
I was in Ocasito about 5 miles from the Mexican border and about 5 miles from the Arizona border.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Quite a trivium.
Well, it was bad. It was bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, like Danny Tuso says, life's what you make it.
Yeah. I was out there with Tootin' Rocks, man. It was really. Well, you get used to it, you know. You get used to it, and when you come over like Mount San Jacinto, and you head back towards San Diego, then everything's really great again. Oceanside and all that stuff. Everything is really, really, you know, nice compared to that. So that gives you a good impression of California. But you out in California, but you're like in diapers.
Have you ever been up north?
Remember nothing.
No. Well. You ever been to Seattle?
Hey, you're fading. Hold on. I'm sorry. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah.
I'm on.
No, you ain't been to Seattle.
I don't like this headset close to my poor little brain cell.
Definitely have.
Same thing. Yeah. If you've been to Idaho, you've been to Seattle, man. It's the same thing. They don't like to say it like that, but that's the truth. Yeah, but Puck used to have to slaughter her own cows. Name the cow and knock it in the head. You wouldn't make a good vegan, would you, Puck?
Nope. Oh, sorry, Lord. Miss Vegan Teacher. I am completely unvegan. I eat whatever I want. I'm sorry we like dogs more than we like chickens.
What?
The Karen teacher holds up. Why do we like one more and eat the other? Because it's genuinely delicious.
If you're hungry enough, you're going to eat dogs. I guarantee you. Just like ombre.
I had a lady. We were in real estate years ago. And
Am I on?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, I hear you. I got you.
I'm sorry. You guys are getting hard to hear. I've got you off speakerphone.
Yeah, we're working with a phone, but we're on speakerphone. We're trying to use this thing like a microphone, and the engineer's already told.
Well,
it's going okay.
Not that way.
It's going. Anyway, we had this lady in Miss Song, who had a bunch of Oriental kitchens all over town down in Texas, and we were going to sell her a house so she could buy some more property. And I went over to her house. To look at it, and she wasn't home, and I call her up, and I tell her, hey, Miss Song, the front door's locked. She said, well, go around through the backyard, and go through the back door, and you can get in that way. And I said, Miss Song, have you got a dog back there? She said, oh, me eating him a long time ago.
Did you ever happen to watch Ombre with Paul Newman?
Yeah. Everybody's seen Ombre, man.
Well, I don't know if the lady has. She's a newbie.
Yeah, she's a dying in wool Z generation. Greta Thunberg.
Maybe better.
She's got a different programming system, right?
She does.
I mean, we're all different. In our programming, I mean, we all have different frequencies, you know, that we've had to come across.
What have you got in there? She is opening candy here. Is it candy?
Oh, no. Well, sometimes I still eat candy. I mean, yeah. It's all good.
I'm not going to eat anything you have to open with your teeth.
It's got plastic all over it.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. I've about lost all my teeth by now. They're slowly but surely fading away. As my whole body is. You know, I just weighed myself for the first time in the last 5 years, and I've lost 25% of my body weight.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
It's like when we was living up in Salt Lake, man, that was a trip. Got up in Salt Lake, you know, and I told V, you know, he's getting his wisdom teeth worked on. I said, just move to Salt Lake for 3 weeks. You don't have to worry about going to a dentist. You can play that salty air. You'll be brushing your teeth one day and spit those wisdom teeth right out.
I've only been there. Well, I've been there a couple times. Yeah, it's a fun lake.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You don't drown in that lake. I mean, unless you head first and then suck in the salt water, but you float in that lake.
Yeah, that's where Puck goes. She grew up swimming in that stupid thing.
Who did?
The girl here, Puck.
Hi.
Hey, Puck. That was her backyard swimming pool. What is that stuff? Oh, are you low?
No.
Oh, well. Eat candy. Is that candy?
Mm-hmm. Can you, like, chill out?
I am chilling out.
What kind of candy are you eating on there, Punk?
Some kind of taffy.
Is it taffy?
Sort of. What the hell?
You don't even. She's so young, she don't know what taffy is.
Oh, no. It's all candy.
I know what taffy is.
Oh, okay.
I like, so chill,
she's a connoisseur of candy.
Mm. Oh, she's a candy eater. Hey, it's got your name on it. Ariet.
How many times did I have to say it's literally called that?
And that's okay. I caught you on that one, didn't I? You know I am a famous writer.
You know, right? Airheads are clumsy and dumb.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, as you get older, you're going to get Alzheimer's and forget about things. And then you'll become clumsy. And then you'll get dumb.
Would you put me away?
I don't know yet.
always be careful. all these kids, you never... She's got four little brothers.
Yeah. Remember, I make your coffee every morning.
I know that. She's damn threatened there, right?
Oh, no.
She told her little brother was giving her some trouble one day. And she told her, so you better be nice to me because you're going to have to sleep on my couch after your first divorce.
Thank the Lord you got a sister.
So, did you sleep on her couch?
I don't know. She's got her
own. I'm 15.
No, she's 15. She's 15 going on 30.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be a
my
super.
Friends call her jailbait. You'll have to agree. The law says she's 14, but she looks 23. Remember that one?
Way back. She does she looks older than her age, but that's just because all that traveling. She never lived in. We're up in Tennessee now for a while, and I realized she's never lived anywhere that wasn't a desert. She's never lived anywhere where there's water until just recently, except Salt Lake, and that didn't really count, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. She never lived anywhere with that, so she got this rough look to her.
Yeah. Yeah. Rode hard and put up wet. I mean, my mother took me to a bar when I was 18, first time. They carded her.
Puck was she was pretty pure alive. I don't think you've ever been to a bar, Puck.
Never
been to a bar.
I've been near one.
Yeah, well, Jim, you're born in Austin. Yeah?
I walked past one.
You walked past one.
Well, that's. I mean, whatever floats your boat.
Yes, yeah. We had. We always had big barbecues on the back porch down in Austin. So, you know, you had everybody come over for that. So we never had a... Well, we go... Wait a minute, you've been in a country club. So you've been to several country clubs.
Mm.
Yeah, but that's just food.
Lots of it.
Lots of food.
Yeah, food.
I like, she made a movie once. She made a video. It was all about food. And it was like, you know... Do you like food? I like food. I dream about food. She loves food. Yep. Well, hey, it's been good talking to you. I'm going to take another caller here real quick. You take
it easy.
Well,
be that way. Pleasure talking with you all, too, by golly. Yeah. And
well, thank you all have a jolly game. So much. Thank you for calling so much. We'll be here the next three nights. Old Puck will be here.
Sadly.
She's all beside herself. Thanks for the call. That was delightful and everything. I hope we're not boring anybody out there. We're looking for topics.
We have none.
We will have more topics tomorrow night. And I've never been on a radio station as a lead host, and I've always been the guy that added commentary and that, you know, put stuff in there and all that kind of stuff. I'm really grateful for Puck's sense of humor and all that kind of stuff. But she is one thing you guys got to know, really, that she's an Austin girl. That she grew up half of her life in Salt Lake, but she's an Austin girl, dyed in wool Austin girl, and she's got an Austin sense of humor. That's why I keep telling her, settle down. Settle down. You know, it's because she has a a real urbanite kind of sense of humor that didn't work with a flip in Brigham City, did it?
Oh, no, not at all. If you're not from Texas, you ain't gonna like me. Well, unless you're Capricorn. Capricorns like dark humor.
Dark humor? Are you dark humor? You were making fun of The Exorcist a while ago.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah, come here, come here. But, Chrissy, I don't
If somebody somehow likes The Exorcist, they're perverts.
Don't bring up that scene. Not on Christian radio.
Yeah, but I was showing him this TikTok I made. It was mostly commentary. It was mostly commentary from Stranger Things season 4. And he laughed at this part where he said, "Chrissy, I don't like this. Chrissy, stop it. Chrissy, wake up." And it was, and then he said that
The Exorcist.
No, about the Stranger Things movie.
I said it was a dumb movie.
It was a dumb movie, and I told him it's the most populated movie in the whole entire world.
Yeah, but you know, hold on.
And The Exorcist is like a 1970s thing that nobody 1970s thing that literally nobody likes anymore. Except for old people like you.
Old people like you. You make a lot of hay with that old stuff. You know that, right?
Well, it's kind of hard not to when you live in a house with two baby boomers for parents and a grandfather, of course.
Yep. Yeah.
I just want that clock to hit 12 o'clock.
Oh, it's good. You're doing real good. You're blazing right from into cancellation there.
If I earn $100 from this for every night, I'll be very happy.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. You expose your Jewish heritage.
Yes. The money. Check that number, make me fake account numbers. That's that good, so never going out, honey. I'm just mumbling.
All right, let's get world events. That's what he likes to do. He likes to get targeted individuals and the government coming down and sneaking around and stealing all our stuff and everything. What's the one thing that bothers you the most about the way the country's being run?
It just bothers me that everybody's chaotic.
Chaotic?
Yes. The whole world's chaotic.
Like Putin over in Ukraine?
Yeah, like Ukraine. Ukraine. Chaotic. My mind is out of here. I'm 15, and it's literally midnight, and I'm tired.
Oh, okay. I'll talk a little bit and let you rest.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. You better?
You really win.
I win. Don't come here with that. Do not start that. Do not start that. And got that stupid dog. Don't make them smooch sounds. I'm going to have some talking points tomorrow, maybe read an article or two on the radio. Believe it or not, I'm actually a writer. I write articles for several publications, written songs. Excuse me. I am talking on the radio, and you're sitting there blowing in a dog's ear. Anyway, I'm actually a writer and everything. I'm writing some stuff here for Puck. She writes her own stuff, though. She writes, she writes her own stuff quite a bit. And I, And during this show here, watching her, you know, free reign on here, I really, really appreciate Roger Langtry's abilities to edit. Dude, not start that. She's rowdy. Buck is rowdy. Very rowdy. But we'll get some more. Closer. That's why I was glad to see a caller come in. It was a mild caller. He was a nice caller. I don't mind. Nice callers are okay, but you get a rowdy caller, so it's even better. You get somebody that differs with your opinion or has something to input. You know, you guys want to call in and jump on us. It won't hurt our feelings a bit. Just remember, she's 15. Yeah.
I'm innocent. Don't hurt the 15-year-old's feelings by disagreeing.
Yes.
Apostrophe, no feelings.
Apostrophe, no feelings. Oh, my God. She looks like Ellie Mae Clampett with dark hair. Oh! She likes to kick and all this kind of stuff. We're in this huge room sitting on a couch. And we're using an iPhone for a microphone, which is I'm keeping it right close, like the producer told me to. And we said we'll come up with more stuff to talk about. We were really at a loss tonight because we had no idea what we were going into, and we're just winging it on this and trying to figure out little things. I am kind of disturbed. I watched an entire special on active shooters today. It was like a 2-hour deal with a guy that's an expert on guns and stuff like that. So I'm being from Texas and being a Texas nationalist, I'm anti-gun control. I really do believe that if the solution to this is everybody can defend themselves. But this guy took a long time to analyze why people go in and do what they're doing. Well, back in the day, we didn't have near as many of these types of shootings, and that's true. But it doesn't have anything to do with the types of guns. The M1 was the same type, has the same capabilities, basically, as the AR type of gun. But I think personally, the pandemic itself and like a 3-year lockdown has brought out the inner psychosis in all of us. If you'll notice, all you people out there, if you'll notice, no matter what you say, if you agreed and you did what you were told and stayed home a lot and wore a mask and all that nonsense, now when you go into a Walmart, you're just a little bit nervous about going in there. Puck, I'm around her all the time. I'm around her right now. She's pushing her foot in my face. Quick. Anyway, I'm around her all the time, and to make this cell phone thing work, we had to sit right next to each other, touching shoulders, leaning our faces both into the phone, so we were breathing on each other all the time. And even then, you're kind of, we're kind of breathing each other's air. I wonder if it's safe. And I, like, live with her here. She's my granddaughter. You know, we'll be eating and she'll be sure with her fork and take a bite out of my plate and stuff like that. But they've got us so paranoid that even something as simple as that, I wonder, and we've all had this COVID thing, they're going to call it when it first came out. Remember when it first came out and it was like, a horrible cancer. The moment that one virus got under your skin, you just knew you were going to die. I mean, in Killeen, where I was, there you go.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
All right. We are back. And we are still talking with Puck. Let me ask you something, Puck. As a Z generation, serious, let's get serious. This last half hour, let's see if we can do a radio show. What do you think about the government and what they say and the things they tell us, like the mask thing and the all that? What do you kids think about them? You believe them, or are you kind of like, well, you know, what do you think?
Get the COVID, don't take the vaccine, and get over with it.
There it is. Real simple. And you didn't get a vaccine, did you?
No, I didn't, and I got over it in like 2 days.
She really did that. She honest. In fact, I got two things to tell y'all that, and this is absolutely true. Absolutely. She curled up on this big red. We have a big red pillow here in our den area where we're at right now, and she curled up on that for 2 days. And then the third day, I went in to make coffee, and I went in the kitchen, and she was literally in there on the third day scrambling eggs and making sausage for everybody. You know, and it snowed, and it was really heavy snow outside, and two of her brothers were out there, the twins, and they were sledding up and down the hill outside. And I looked out, and I said, hey, what are you doing? We're sledding. You got the COVID. And one of them yelled, yeah, that was yesterday. But we didn't have any of that I watched the numbers when I was in Texas. Now, Texas was bad. The middle of Texas down around Austin, it was bad. But no worse than, I guess you say, a flu season. You know, and you would read these things. You see the national news, and they'd be telling you all these horrible things that are happening. And you slowly creep out and go try to take a look at what's really going on. You slip over to HEB and try to pick up some groceries. And oh, yeah, the shelves were bare and all that. But you notice, you know, the hospitals really weren't flowing over. I mean, they really weren't. And when you go to the stores, people were still out there. And I was living in a house in the middle of Killeen back then before I went back up to Salt Lake. And we had people coming in. We made jokes when they come in through the door. Yeah, are you sick? No. Are you sick? No. And all that. And we had a bunch of people in and out. And I think I had a case of it. I actually ended up in the hospital for a little while and everything. But they said I had pneumonia, which I didn't even know I had it. I didn't feel it. It wasn't like, you know, my legs weren't working very good or anything like that. But I wasn't coughing or, you know, hacking up anything. You know, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. And the one good thing, they gave me a complete physical and got my blood pressure under control, which had nothing to do with what was wrong with me. The kids came down and got me, and I went up to Salt Lake, and then we decided to move over here to Tennessee, where all the states over in this part of the country are about the size of a county in Texas. And we got over here, and that's when Puck got addicted to Nashville. You saw that.
I didn't get addicted.
But you saw it.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean I got addicted.
Well, you want to go there.
Of course I do, but that doesn't mean addiction.
What is an addiction?
An addiction is when you have an overuse on a specific substance and you cannot get away from it without help from others.
You're addicted to Hershey bars.
No, I don't even eat that.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, everybody's been through it. Everybody's been through it, and the kids, what we don't understand as boomers, what we don't understand is these kids, like Puck, who are growing up in this mess that we're in, to them, this is a normal mess. They expect politicians to lie. They've never seen a polio vaccine. Don't know what one is, you know? So they've never seen a vaccine that you give people shots and they don't catch the disease anymore. You know, like I had a hillbilly up here tell me, I saw in a store, he was talking about that. And he came as simple as it gets. He said, if you give my dog a rabies shot and he turns around and catches rabies, we need to have a talk. So, you know, you take a vaccine for COVID, whatever brand the COVID's out there, I think it's what the B2 now, whatever. Anyway, whatever brand's out there and everything, and right away it comes with these warnings. Now, you're still going to catch it, but it's not going to be as bad. You're still going to wear a mask, and don't go around people, and don't have more than 20 people in your house. Well, wait a minute, I thought you gave me a vaccine. I'm supposed to be like, oh, but here's the deal, folks. Have you ever noticed that, you remember the flu vaccine way back in the day? The flu vaccine? Did you ever notice it doesn't work? Yeah, come on, think now. Think hard. It doesn't work. Everybody gets a flu vaccine, and every year we have a flu thing comes in. Every year, everybody's got the vaccine, and everybody's still catching the flu. Well, the COVID shot does the same darn thing.
You know, I never got the flu, though.
You didn't?
No. I never got the flu. Like, literally my whole entire school that I went to, everybody was getting the flu, and then me and the boys, like, nothing. Like, everybody in the school got it and had to, like, stay home for a whole week. Mm-hmm. Me and the boys didn't get it once.
Not that much you eat. Okay.
No.
Well, you like, you helped your mom can some stuff,
not then, no.
No, you didn't can stuff then. it's really, we're gonna, you know, we can't do an ad on here because I'm not part of the deal or anything, but I ran across some wonderful pancakes today. I would say they're called patriotic pancakes. And we're gonna be eating those and all that. We're not Mormons, but we were in a Mormon culture up there in Brigham, in that area up there. And they've got these things called the Bishop's Warehouse. And you can't buy 2 pounds of anything or five. You got to buy like 100 pounds of flour, 100 pounds of this, 100 pounds of that. And it's all the stuff that's designed to last like 25 to 50 years. But you put it back and everything, but it's wonderful stuff. I mean, like their mashed potatoes. Yeah, you go down to the store and you buy this any old kind of instant mashed potatoes. You got something?
They have you like planned for life, man.
Yeah. Anyway, you buy their instant mashed potatoes. What? Google Box. What? Monkey Box. Oh, monkeypox. You got monkeypox?
No. Where did monkeypox come from? Is monkeypox real? No, it's virus pox. Well, monkeypox is real, but don't, if you've taken the vaccine pretty soon and you get these poxes all over your skin, it isn't monkeypox, it's virus pox.
Have you ever noticed, I want y'all to notice something, all these weird diseases like COVID, monkeypox, I can't remember that other one, years ago, Ebola, they all come from Africa, and they all have something to do with a monkey. You ever notice that? Something to do with a monkey. The government thinks that we're so stupid. They come up with the COVID-19 thing. They give it a number. They actually give it a number. It should have a COVID-20 and COVID-21, but they give it one number, COVID-19 and everything. And they got us beat down so good over those 3 years that when they had to come up with another pandemic, they thought we were so stupid, they named it monkeypox. You know, and where COVID was supposed to float through the air, right? You remember when we were spraying down everything? You bring something in from the store, and you have a little spray thing of hydrogen peroxide, and you have to spray down the sack.
That's my guy.
Yeah. And everything. And the monkeypox thing, I mean, you really got to get into the monkeypox. I mean, you got to hold on. They got to sweat all over you, and you might get the monkeypox. You know, but they say, "Oh, it's really everywhere. It's real, really everywhere." Yep, it's out there.
Not the virus pox.
The virus pox. The virus pox. Well, anyway, the point that I'm making.
The vaccine pox.
They give you the COVID vaccine and get the monkeypox.
The vaccine pox.
The vaccine pox. But the point I was making is these kids that are Puck's age are used to this. This is normal for them. They see all these crazy, insane things out there, and where us in our generation are saying, oh my God, it's the end of the world, and to them it's just business as usual. We're going to break out in blisters now. We had the terminal, last year we had the terminal runny nose, and now we're going to die of blisters.
Gonna get these blisters. They're gonna be like,
hell, give
me. I want to get over. I
want to
get over now.
I wonder how much they're gonna pay us for the blisters. And they paid me for it. I got $1,400 twice, man. $1,400 twice. Did you get money? $1,400. Yeah, you did.
I wish.
You did. You didn't know that.
I didn't get any blisters.
No, You didn't get no blisters, but you got money.
From what?
I don't know. You're a citizen. You got your own social security number.
That's money of mine.
Yeah.
Said the president.
Yeah, well, are you a Republican or a Democrat?
Independent.
Independent? But if you're independent, you got to think for yourself.
Exactly.
That's not like a Zeta Russian person.
That's actually not true.
I've seen Greta Thunberg.
Oh, that's cool. I don't care.
I think she's cute.
Yeah, she might be from the 1800s.
Oh, you bought into that? No, oh, give me that. Give me a break.
Time travel is real.
Time travel is real. Yeah. Yeah. Time travel is real. No, I was just looking. She's over here playing with a stupid dog. Oh Lord! But anyway, they did beat us down pretty good with the virus. And one thing I would warn everybody about too is that don't pay attention to the numbers. I used to get up every day, and I was in the middle of Texas, and I would type in Bell County COVID like that, and it would give you the rundown of how many died, how many were in the hospital, how many not, and you would sweat and worry over those things. You know, you sit there and sweat and worry. Oh my God, it's up to 300 since last night, or it's down. And when it go down, you think, oh, okay, maybe it's over. We were doing crazy things. Like, I went to get gasoline one time, and I was at the little kiosk. Some guy ahead of me was getting gas. He was scared to touch the pump. He was actually sitting there. And somebody, I said, what is wrong? He said, well, I'm really scared to touch the handle of the pump. And I said, okay, do like I do. What? Well, put your gas in your car, and before you put the pump back on the hose back on the pump, just spill a little on your hands and wash them off, dude. If it's a virus, it won't live past the gasoline. Oh, but won't the gas hurt me? No, I guess not as much as what you're scared of. Just spill a little gas on your hand. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. But it sure killed. I'm not a bar goer, contrary to some reports. I'm really not a bar goer. I don't like bars. But people say, well, you go to a bar, but you got to maintain distance. You got to wear your mask. Wait a minute. When I was younger and did go to a bar or a country club or whatever, that's not part of going into a club, is maintaining distance. That's not what you're there for. You know, you maintain distance in a church. You know, you ever notice when you go to church and everything, everybody's kind of spread out? We were spread out in church years ago. And, you go to church and it's like, you didn't have to tell anybody 6 foot because, we were all 6 foot away from each other anyway because nobody wanted to have anything to do with each other. That's why you always have to stand up in church and take 2 steps over to hand the plate to somebody as they pass it. You don't just hand it over. But this whole thing has beat us down, and we've got to get past this. We really have to get past this. The politicians aren't going to give you the answer. It's really, I hate to say anything about Z generation, but I think they're the ones that's going to do it. I really think that the kids that are coming up now, like I said, this mess that we're in right now, they take as normal. They take as normal, and this kid here has been, she's born in Austin and raised in Salt Lake, and all that history stuck in her head. She lived the history. I mean, she's actually met people who subscribe to Mormonism and fundamentalist Mormonism, but the people are making their way and growing their own food and keeping their water pure and stuff like that. And she said to her, that's normal. That's just normal. That's the way things go. We got spoiled, and she's right about the boomers. We got spoiled when the color TV came out and with the cars got faster and the vaccines for polio and stuff. So we came to believe that if we had a disease, well, somebody would come along and they would make a shot, and that shot would take care of everything. And it did. It took care of smallpox. It took care of cholera. It took care of polio and pneumonia. Now, the pneumonia shot isn't like the flu shot. It seems to work, you know. And until the COVID shot came along, I've never seen a vaccine that just didn't work. It just doesn't work. The kids here, they all got the doggone stuff. And they all got, and that's another thing. All the kids going to school right up here in Tennessee. And the big warning was, oh my God, the kids are going to go to school and they're going to get that thing and it's going to wipe out half the kids and it's all over but the crying. Well, the kids did go to school and they did walk through the hallways and they were exposed to this virus. And then that elusive herd immunity that Fauci kept talking about was right there with the kids. Right there. And you got all these kids in the school right across the lake over here. Hey, pick one of them, maybe counting y'all, there's about six had the COVID in the whole school. In the whole school. And and now you've seen kids running around rubbing their noses and sneezing and everything, and you know they have something. You know they have something. And then they tell us later on, look at everything that... I seen a list on the internet the other day of all the things, and this wasn't Alex Jones stuff. You know, I mean, I'm not aspersing on Alex. I like him. But it isn't radical conspiracy stuff in any way. It was, you know, regular old mainstream media kind of article, and it was listed six things that they told us about COVID that we now know was absolutely wrong. The masks were one thing. The vaccine was, there were six individual things that were wrong. Natural immunity from having caught this mess and letting your body take it over and give you natural, it's much better to get the shot. You can't do that. Natural immunity won't work. And then they flipped over and said, oh, no, yeah. If you catch the virus, your odds are, you can catch it again. And people say, it's totally different than it was before. Totally different. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's the same virus that causes the common cold. The same type of virus. A corona-type virus. And that's what it is. You catch a common cold this year, and you go till next year, and you mess up, and you go out in the cold, and you don't take care, wrap your throat up and everything, and you're going to catch another cold. Exactly like the one you had last year. We've had the flu. You can catch the flu, get over it, and 8 weeks later, you catch it again. And that's another thing. People, all this mystery stuff about, and you lose your taste of smell and your taste of your sense of taste and all that. Of course you do. Every time you've caught the flu, you lose your sense of smell. You lose your taste buds a little bit. And then that long COVID. Oh, that's another one. You know, shut the front door. The long COVID. All right. When you catch a cold, yeah, you get over it in about 2 weeks. Okay. When you catch actual flu, yeah, I mean, you really think you're going to die. It is bad when you got a flu, not a cold, a flu. And after maybe 2 or 3 weeks, all of a sudden it kind of lets up on you. You say, oh, well, I'm glad that's over, man. I'm glad. And then within a week, you know, oh, man, I thought I was over this. And you're kind of a little sick, but and you get over it again. Okay, well, that's over. And then about 2 or 3 weeks after that, it comes back. It comes back a little less each time, and it takes about 8 to 10 weeks for you to actually get over the flu. And then you ain't really cool about it. You're kind of edgy about it and everything because you're still kind of weak in the knees a little bit. And you lost some weight. That's the flu. That is the grandfather of COVID. Now, COVID might be souped up a little bit because it came out of bats and monkeys or whatever. It might be, but it's still a flu. And as far as it well, high-risk groups are elderly people in their 70s and 80s. No feeling. Every year when we have a flu come through the area, who dies first? Grandma. In Texas, when you have summer come through, it kills grandma. I mean, for real. I know it gets hot in Seattle. I know it gets hot in New York. I know it gets hot in Atlanta. But brothers and sisters, in Texas, it gets hotter than chicken grease. And if you ain't ventilated, you ain't drinking water, and you ain't sitting on the porch and everything, and you're 70 or 80 years old, it will kill you. It's too hot to live. You know, it didn't even make old Puck look too good. She's kind of weak in the knees down there.
You're 70.
Yeah, remember?
You're
70. I'm 70. I ain't gonna die. Because I live in deserts. You live in deserts, too. I think we're going to get away with this show. I think we did good. What do you think?
Hard not to get used to the desert.
No, you can't get used to the desert. The desert gets used to you. You climb mountains.
A couple times.
She climbs real mountains, folks. Not these hills they got around here. She climbs up mountains, got them rocks on it.
Just check out the mountains in Utah. You'll see what he's talking about.
She's been to up there where Brigham Young said, this is the place. This is the place. Salt water. Can't grow nothing. Hey, give me that nut message one more time, producer. I didn't get to catch that. Give me that one more time. I'm waiting. I'm getting instructions from the producer here. Okay. All right. You'll pop that at me one more time. I want to give a statement from V. Here you go. In the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourself. Thank you people so much for putting up with us for this show. I promise you tomorrow we'll be more educated and do a little bit better. And we'll take a nap tomorrow so we're really ready to go. Bye-bye.
Tune in next time to Redfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Redfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Say hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Redfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.